the company that audited the books of Enron Corporation admits to destroying a significant number of documents connected to the case. The revelation by the Arthur Andersen accounting firm is made as Enron is under criminal investigation by the Justice Department. Enron filed for bankruptcy after acknowledging it had overstated profits, costing investors tens of billions of dollars, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Andersen was already under scrutiny for giving its seal of approval to Enron's suspect financial statements. Those statements are supposed to help investors judge a company's financial condition, but Enron's turned out to be wildly inflated. Last October, the company admitted overstating earnings in recent years by nearly $600 million. Enron's stock plummeted, and in December, the company declared the nation's largest bankruptcy. The House Energy and Commerce Committee asked Andersen to provide all of its paperwork on Enron's audits for the last 4 years. When the Big Five accounting firm failed to do so, committee spokesman Ken Johnson says investigators knocked on the company's door.
That's when we first were told there was a problem.
Johnson says Andersen officials notified investigators yesterday that possibly thousands of records relating to Enron had been destroyed in September, October, and November. Many of those records are in the form of email. The accounting firm says it's trying to retrieve the deleted files, but Johnson says the congressional investigators may never know what was lost.
Clearly, the destruction of these records is outrageous, and Chairman Tozan has made it clear that anyone who destroyed records simply out of stupidity should be fired, but anyone who destroyed records to try and subvert our investigation should be prosecuted.
The Securities and Exchange Commission and the Justice Department are also investigating Enron. The SEC issued a statement calling the destruction of documents very serious and said Andersen's conduct would be part of its investigation. Andersen says it ordered its employees not to destroy any Enron documents as soon as it received a subpoena from the SEC, but the company could not say yesterday whether that instruction was violated. Andersen has also asked former Senator John Danforth to review its record management policy and recommend improvements, but former SEC Chairman Arthur Levitt says the damage has already been done.
I always wince when I hear that anybody has destroyed documents. A company that has been cited in the way that Enron has, in terms of a vast public scandal, the destruction of documents just makes the appearance that much worse.
Indeed, the vast public scandal surrounding Enron's collapse seems to grow day by day. Yesterday, Attorney General John Ashcroft announced he would not take part in the Justice Department's criminal probe. That's because Enron and its officers contributed more than $50,000 to Ashcroft's failed U.S. Senate re-election campaign. Enron, which once ranked as the nation's seventh largest public company, used to be a big player in Washington, with close personal ties to the administration and a thick political bankroll. Stephen Weiss of the nonprofit Center for Responsive Politics says over the last decade, Enron gave nearly $6 million to candidates and political parties, including many of the federal lawmakers now investigating the company's conduct.
They've fallen off a proverbial cliff as far as influence in Washington. Virtually no one wants to associate themselves with Enron, much less acknowledge that they got campaign contributions from the company. There were a lot of doors open to Enron over the past few years, and virtually all of those have been closed here in Washington.
Congressional investigators will be back at Andersen's door in Houston next week, quizzing the partner in charge for more information about the destroyed Enron documents. Scott Horsley, NPR News.